he had the influence on popular culture after radio. I mean, this wasn't the golden age of radio. He did very well as radio was transitioning into the digital era. We think now how quaintly, I mean, he was doing those top 40 and top 20 and top 10 countdowns, which now seem charmingly quaint in the age of the iPod, where we've all got our own top 40 lists and, you know, digitally fed to our ear pads. But he was still doing kind of old school radio well into the new century. But for all that, you know, radio isn't going to rerun a whole lot of Americans' top 40. But his legacy, I think, will still be around 100 years from now as the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. For all of the radio stuff he did, for all of his announcing, that particular show is the one that kids are probably going to be watching for many decades to come.
I guess the show itself is a cult classic, and he's the voice of the star of it.
It's still referenced by hip late-night comedians. Anybody at any party who can't do a couple of Scooby-Doo imitations isn't worth their comic salt, and Casey Kasem provided a major voice to that. The other thing, I mean, we knew on radio when he was doing the countdowns that he was Casey Kasem because he kept telling us. But I think we heard Casey Kasem a lot more than we even realized outside of those radio things and the kid shows that he provided voices for. He did a whole bunch of commercial voiceovers. For many years, he was one of NBC's major announcers, telling you, you know, when the A-Team was going to be on and that kind of thing. He's one of those guys that you didn't see his face except for the times that he'd appear on television, but you heard his voice sometimes a lot more than I think you ever realized you were hearing it.
Do you think his personality came through?
I do. I mean, he came off as this very family-friendly type. Even on radio, when lyrics were getting much more explicit and everything, Casey Kasem was very careful that his shows could always be listened to by everybody. And he did have that almost game show host-like persona, just the affable, nice everyman. If he hadn't had such a great job in radio and voiceovers and all the rest, I think he would have been a really good used car salesman.